T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is that a scene from Rocky or something? What's happening?
It's a scene from Tokyo, Japan.
Where the Olympics are going to be?
February 11th, 1990, 30 years ago today.
Adrian!
The biggest upset in all of sports, I might argue,
you know why.
All of sports history. Buster Douglas knocks out the unstoppable Mike Tyson to win the heavyweight championship of the world. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. What is the biggest sports upset you have seen in your life? Because this might be it for me.
Really?
Yeah, and so I was reminded of it because I was reading a story from Buster Douglas yesterday.
I think he follows me on Twitter.
Awesome.
Oh, no, it's Riddick Bowe.
Oh, I mean, still, Riddick Bowe, also former heavyweight champion. But Buster Douglas and his trainer were talking about. And by the way, if you think Mike Tyson is over that, Mike Tyson's representatives declined comment for this story. So it's been 30 years,
and
he's still not over it. I mean, that
bitter.
Yeah, that broke his aura of invincibility.
Bitter.
Is they said when he got knocked down in the eighth round, Buster Douglas did, and his trainer and he both said when he got up in the eighth round, he knew he was going to win. And Buster said he even flashed a little smile to Mike Tyson because he's like, I'm still here. And they knew at that point Mike Tyson hadn't trained hard for this fight, thought it would be a walk. And at that point, he was in a real fight, and he knew that he was going to win.
Wow.
And he did.
That's pretty amazing,
he
man.
Did.
And there have been some pretty amazing moments. I told Broadus this while you were out on vacation, Kevin, during the holidays. The reason we love sports is because anything can happen, right?
Oh, sure.
Like, anything can happen. What was the one thing that we all wanted to see the most whenever Conor McGregor and Mayweather fought?
I wanted to see a flash knockout of Mayweather.
Yeah. And
that's why I paid $100.
Everybody believed that Mayweather was going to win that fight.
Yes.
There was no chance McGregor had a shot to win, but anything can happen. And so that's why we watch sports, because it's unpredictable. And unless it's Jason Garrett's offense, it's mostly unpredictable, and anything could possibly happen that could be the best moment or the worst moment of your life, right?
I like sports. You like sports?
That's why I like sports, and you like sports too, because at any moment, a big home run could be hit. You could see history happen at any second, you know, because there are all sorts of stats that come up with history. But man, what about that time that you saw the longest home run ever hit?
Yeah.
What, that one occasion, that one moment that Joey Gallo finally hit a ball outside of the park. Like, no, everybody always like wanted to see that happen. It never did. But that's the one thing I wanted to see, was somebody hit a ball out of that park. Never got a chance to do it.
This caught my eye because multiple people said this. Appalachian State beating Michigan. I remember
that was
what a
huge upset.
Deal that was. Now it's weird because they were in the top 25 this year. So like over the span of a decade, you're just like, yeah, no, I could see that. But at the time, I do remember that being pretty damn huge.
Probably because that awesome coach they have that's moved on to a better school.
We are Mizzou.
Oh, we are always Mizzou.
From the 903, Boise State over OU. I remember people freaking out about how big of an upset that was.
Yeah, no, that
with
was
the trick plays.
That was massive, man, because that Adrian Peterson team was dominant. You know, like they were good.
Was that the one where the guy proposed to,
I
or
think
was
so.
That a different? I remember that was Boise State. From the 8-1-7 NC State over Houston in 1983, that was in the NCAA championships, that five slam a jamma team, the back-to-back years of the Final Four, they never won a championship. And that NC State team was the topic of the 30 for 30 survive and advance. I think they won their first or second round game by like 2 points. They're like, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all how many you win these games by. Did you win? Survive and advance, survive and advance. And they won the championship.
What about Butler?
Yeah, you know, Butler is crazy. They made it to the NCAA finals in back-to-back years. And I'm telling you, and I think it was Gordon Hayward, is they lost to Duke in the 2010 championship by 2 points. But Hayward, after just like dropping a forearm on a Duke player that they're never going to call, took this shot from like mid-court that if it would have gone in, it would have been the most iconic shot in the history of college basketball. Like, it would have overthrown Christian Laettner's shot in the Eastern Finals against Kentucky because Butler would have won the national championship.
And it was really close to going
in. It was. It went off the backboard in the rim. I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, I remember watching that.
It went off the backboard in the rim. It would have given Butler the championship over Duke by 1 point off of a last-second buzzer beater from half court. That would have been the new most iconic shot that I would have seen for the next 50 years. But what's crazy is they made it back to the finals again the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And they also lost.
Yeah.
Which is so bizarre.
What about Stephen F. Austin over Duke this year?
Yes. Yes.
That was a huge upset.
That was. That was actually a really cool finish to that game, too.
There are a lot of people saying that game right there in particular, mostly because they know your love for them, Kevin.
That's fair. That was an amazing, good job, and Jax.
Tovash on Twitter, our friend Tovash, said he's still not over Duke's loss to bleeping Mercer.
Yeah, in the NCAA tournament. Yeah. I also recall that.
When Manziel beat Bama.
Dude. Okay.
Because an upset has to be a large favorite.
Sure.
Being overcome by the team that's not favored.
So I was... That game took place when I was working at the newspaper, and I was covering a playoff regional championship game to determine who would go to state. And so I couldn't miss that. My phone I left on, but I kept in my pocket, was blowing up during that match. And so I talked to one of the coaches. He goes, "Oh, I can't believe you're here." And I was like, "I've covered your team all year." And he goes, "No, I just assumed you would be watching the A&M Alabama game." And I was like, "Well, I need to get to it because things are happening. I don't know what's happening, but we need to make this quick." I knew either A&M was getting their head stomped in or they were winning because my phone was buzzing like every 10 seconds. And so I knew something amazing or terribly, terribly wrong was happening. And then a bunch of people say this from the 214. Wait, a pro beating a pro? Nah, 1980, homie. And from the 817, Miracle on Ice. A bunch of votes for Miracle on Ice. I just wish like I was born by that point, but I just wish like I was old enough to comprehend how big that was in the moment. Like I've seen all the stuff in retrospect, but it didn't happen like in the moment for
me. Donovan Bailey, Michael Johnson race where Michael Johnson hurt his hamstring.
Oh, when he faked it?
He didn't fake that, dude.
Okay.
He pulled up lane as they were running.
When he knew he was going to lose?
He didn't know that yet. He could have come on strong at the end, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Dirk getting that 08 team or the 07 team. That lost to the Golden State Warriors. That was a massive upset, dude.
That is certainly, God, that one hurts. That is certainly one of the biggest upsets in NBA history. Unfortunately, that's a really worthy one.
Yeah.
And I hate that that's on the list, but you're right. That is one of the biggest upsets in NBA history. You know, it's really fascinating for all the people that are texting in about the Miracle on Ice. And I just want people to admit, yes or no, this is a did you know Kansas City Chiefs played in Missouri kind of thing right here. Did you know that game was not for the gold medal? Like, that was the semifinals.
Did they win the gold medal?
Yes, they did. It would still be an amazing story even if they had lost, right? But would it not be as amazing?
I mean, I guess that kind of puts the cherry on top, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that you got the icing and you got everything that's full of it, but you put the cherry on top to say, and they were the best. They got the gold medal to go along with it.
Okay, but if you don't...
It's still an important time, right? Like, that beating Russia was important because, and we've talked about this, the Olympics is where politics and sports meet.
Right.
I don't know if it's the same right now because I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, it doesn't matter. But back in the 80s and late 80s and the 70s, that was whenever we felt like our dominance here is proof of what we could do in war if we need to. That's right. I felt like there was a validation of it back then.
But if you don't beat Finland to like close out the gold medal, I do kind of wonder. But that seems to be the overwhelming one I've seen thus far. And we talked about the UMBC and the crosstalk against Virginia, whipping them by 20. Is there a different one?
Yeah, Kevin.
Oh, no.
Game 6.
No, that was not.
I've seen that come up on the fan text, the Autoflex Leasing fan text, more than any other topic. And you guys keep ignoring it. This is not me bringing up Game 6. This is the fan text bringing up Game 6.
Why are y'all doing that?
Kevin, that's an upset
one singular
of
game.
Massive proportions because you should have won.
Okay, fine.
That catch
I'm
right there
change the topic
has upset
because
me.
That makes me sad.
Every day since.
What about from the 214? Here's a couple of really good ones. The Cavs were down 3-1 to the 73-win Warriors. And I still hold firm that like if Draymond didn't get suspended for Game 5, that thing's probably a wrap. But the Cavs came back and won that. And then the Red Sox being down 3-0 to the Yankees in the ALCS. That had never been come back from before.
What about J.R. Smith not knowing what time was on the clock?
That is not an upset. That was just a bad
LeBron
play
was upset,
right there.
Man. He was really upset.
This is a good one from the 254, Leicester City. Remember when they won the Premier
Plus
League?
Plus 5,000 to win.
I remember.
I wish I would have put down like $10.
Yes, I remember people who I knew, who I also knew, did not give a crap about soccer. Were like, bro, are you seeing this Leicester City thing? And I'm like, hold on, is that how you say it? And they're like, I don't know. And then you found out really quickly, everyone's like, it's Leicester City. But I heard so many people were like, I think it's Leicester City or whatever. From the 682, 28-3. Yeah.
That's pretty massive, but is that an upset?
See, because that's not an upset. That is like an in-game upset where a lot of these other ones, although that the Giants team beating the undefeated Patriots team, if it's not Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson, although I have seen some people throwing out like Andy Ruiz over Anthony Joshua, that was massive as well. But for me, if it's not the Buster Douglas one, I think it's probably the Giants beating the undefeated Patriots. Like, that was a done deal. All the talk leading into it wasn't about Eli. It wasn't even about Brady. It was about, is this officially make the Patriots the best team ever? Would they beat the 91 Redskins? Would they beat the 85 Bears? Would they beat the 92 Cowboys? Would they beat the 89 49ers? Would they? Like, that's all the talk was the entire time. So if it's not Buster Douglas, that's probably right up on the list for me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.